Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah, that's true. You do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look here.
They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Toby, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the morning. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube and view for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Welcome on in, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's happening?
Well, your mic is pointed straight to the sky. There you go. Don't lash out at me.
You've been doing the show for 12 seconds.
Well, I mean, you know, you would think, you know, get in position, you know. You got to get, you know, when a play starts, you got to be in proper position. But bigger news. Hello, Jennifer! Whoa!
Actually, beat Marcos here.
I did.
And then had the audacity to say, oh, I think we're going to need some help. I just went over there and...
Whoa, chill. They called me over there and then I said they needed help.
Jennifer used to produce back in the good old days.
Not with Robbie. Robbie wouldn't let nobody touch the board.
Well, that's when I was training. Thankfully, that ended.
He just didn't want any curse words to slip by.
Oh my goodness!
I wasn't even speaking back then.
No, he meant from. I mean, from us. Like he was gonna hover over that dump board.
Oh my goodness! Too close.
Over everybody.
Yeah, man. Let's get to headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Panthers lost last night.
Yeah.
4-1 to the Caps. Good game by Spencer Knight. They got a couple of add-ons there at the end. But still, you know, 6 out of 7 for the Cats after a win streak. It's been very herky-jerky.
They did the same thing last year, and everybody was hyped.
Maurice said that it was worse last year. He said last year's play. He says something's missing. He was very mysterious after the game.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, something's missing. I'm like, well, what's missing? He's like, I got to help us find it. I'm like, what are you, Liam Neeson? What do you got missing, Paul? He's like, keep it see. He goes, that's not for you.
Can you ever watch? And I'll give you a perfect example. So remember when I came in here Monday and I said, how does a quarterback throw for 400 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions, and the team get blown out?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, something's missing.
Something's missing.
You
I don't know.
What in the hell is going on?
But he's being very mysterious. Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe that's like him playing. Yeah. Like, I have no idea what the hell is going on with us right now. But he's sitting here and he's just like, something's missing. And I'm like, well, what? He goes, that's not for you guys to know. I'm like, what are you keeping secrets from me, Paul?
Yeah, but what are they going to, I mean, how are they going to?
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know. Is it fat cat syndrome? Is he seeing a little FCS?
Fat cat, no. No.
I know he said back in October, he's like, there's going to be games we lose. You guys are going to call it a cup hangover. But is this a cup hangover?
No, because they started off so strong. Maybe they just need to take a deep breath and reboot.
But it's like, all right, what do we? Maybe there has to be a point where they started drubbing everybody. They're like, it's a lot easier than we thought it was going to be defending this, boys. And now cup hangover. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. Maybe they're finally getting rest.
Here's the deal. That's why there's 82 games, right? Like, you're going to have the ebbs and flows of this. Last year, they had it at what we thought was the worst possible time, which was
January. That's fair.
So I'm like, it's not even December yet. Maybe they got it out of their system early and then go back on a little run.
Teased me with that Winnipeg game where they lit Winnipeg up, and I was like, oh, they're good.
Winnipeg. Oh my God, it's going to be so cold in Green Bay.
Here's Paul Maurice on them struggling right now. Piece of the game missing.
Well, it was a tight game, and I think the chances will probably end up even. That's it. There'll be a bunch of stuff we like and a whole bunch of stuff we don't.
What are some of those things that you do?
Well, I'm going to deal that with the team. That's not for you guys.
Paul, is it closer to what you want? I mean, it was a 2-1 game until the end, obviously. Is this closer to what you want?
There's a piece of our game that's missing, and we're going to have to find it. So I think we had it at times. So for a short period of time, I don't think we had much going. We had some, we missed some chances and stuff, but we had probably about seven, eight minutes of real good at the end of the second period, and that was earned. I mean, I think we got lucky. We earned that, and we got to stretch that out to a longer period of time.
I'm sorry. I was looking at the TV and was wondering why Sean Marion's eyebrows look like a demon. You'll see.
Okay.
I couldn't, I was like, is that normal? Did they grow like that?
I don't know.
I know.
Lights out.
Lights out. Look.
Oh, yeah.
I was kidding, right?
He went a little too hard on the plucky plucks.
Right. You think I was kidding, huh? He looks like a demon.
Huh. What is that?
I don't know. Jennifer, an eyebrow expert.
Like, he's got like a high.
Woo. Yeah, look.
Some people.
It looks like. Wait, you ever, you remember that movie with Adam Sandler? Just Go With It?
Mm-hmm.
When he was the plastic surgeon and the chick came in with the eyebrow. Like, that's what it looks like.
It was that guy, actually.
No. Oh, when no, they went to the office, okay, it was the girl. The other, she's a comedian, too. I'm telling you, I don't understand. I'm sorry. What? I was listening to Paul Maurice, and then out of the corner of my eye, I saw...
Yeah, you thought the piece missing was Sean Merriman's eyebrows.
Oh, do you know what the piece missing really is?
Hmm?
What?
Lomberg.
That's what Waddle Baby Waddle says. He yeah. says the piece missing is a jitterbug like Lomberg injecting energy into some of this team.
That is true. Like, we... Here's the thing that in sports in general. Now, he went and got more money, so like that's a whole different aspect of a championship that you're going to be guys where you probably could have kept, but you won a championship somebody wants.
It's going to happen.
Right, it's going to happen. But we're so caught up on the numbers and this and how many goals and whatever. There's certain guys on your team that are spark plugs, energy.
That's where, what it feels like he's talking about, though, right? Like, it doesn't feel like he's talking about...
They don't have that guy you put in and everybody just kind of is galvanized and plays with more energy, right?
Here's a little bit more Paul from his concerns right now.
You're going through a stretch like this. Is there some kind of mental block you got to get over in order to get back to where you want to be?
So your margin for error becomes smaller when your hands aren't quite there, and then some misassignments, and we're on a run of real good playoff teams right now, so they don't need much.
On the playoff rematches, always seem to bring out a certain intensity in this group. Do you feel like Toronto may offer a good opportunity?
That's the only option we got.
The old cliche is gripping the stick too much. I mean, you didn't know that tonight?
You're going to miss chances. You're going to miss it. They miss some. We miss some. But that's not the deciding factor, really, in how we play. I don't like the idea that you lose your game and say we had our chances. Well, the other team had their chances, too. So that's not how we'll define our game.
Like you said the other night, there was a 12-game run toward the end of last year. What snapped you out of that?
Oh, we were playing far poorer then than we are now. We're just missing. There's a piece of our identity that's just not there, and I got to find it.
Sneaky Paul.
I'm telling you, that's what, like, it just seems like usually you put a line in and they go, oh, this is our energy line. This is, and guys are all over the place, and it kind of sparks and puts energy in the team.
I mean, they came over a lot of adversity early on in the season. Like, and so, I don't know. Maybe it's just one of those flows, like you said.
Yeah,
I don't,
like,
you know, they came out of, they went a stretch. They played great without Barkey. They played a stretch without Tkachuk, you know, so I don't know. But
it's a long season, and if there's one thing that this team has proven is that these things don't mean nothing to them.
Yeah.
Right? So I just, eh.
So also, Monday Night Football last night, John, still undefeated against Jim.
Yeah.
Owns him.
And it didn't start that way. Mm-mm. Didn't it look like the Chargers was going to just...
Kind of felt like that. Kind of felt like that, and then Justice Hill went willy-nilly down the field. He's fast.
Yes. Yes.
That team can run the football.
I mean, goodness. Man, I was amazed that, first of all, when I thought the Chargers were going to win was with 20-something seconds left, they went down and got a field goal. I was like, holy smokes. They look like they were unstoppable.
Yeah, it was a good game. It was a good game, and it was one of those things what Jim said before the game, like a nutcase. Where you're gonna just keep looking at Sean Merriman's eyes.
I can't. I can't.
You're very distracted by it. Did you see what Jim said before the game?
No. About
his brother.
No.
He said that I would lay my life down on the line for my brother, but I never let him win a football game.
Yes.
Maniac.
But they're both, that whole family is like that, dude.
I don't feel like John is that crazy.
I've met the dad and the brothers, and they were all intense like that. The only reason why Jim gets more is because he actually played football. He got drafted in the first round, so we've seen more of him, right? And John's only had one job.
And he's a kook.
John's only had if Channing Crowder were a quarterback with the same stories and intensity or whatever, that's Jim Harbaugh. He's a linebacker trapped in a quarterback's body.
Yeah.
So how he does things like Dan Campbell, right? He's intense like that, but he just happened to play quarterback. Like, the way they play football is not like a quarterback who's gonna, you know, have his offense wide open. It's like an offensive line coach. Like, his offense is built around offensive line, defensive line. That's it. So it's a weird thing, but they're all kind of, you know, I think John just carries himself a little less intense.
Less kooky.
Right. But if you watch some of the decisions he makes, hell, he went for it on 4th and 1 on his own 16-yard line.
Ballsy.
That's intense. That's kooky.
He doesn't carry himself.
He doesn't carry himself that way, but he does some of the same crap.
We'll take a break. Back after this. You got all right. Looking. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Got another pair of Heat Suns tickets to give away for Saturday, December 7th, if you're interested in that game. KD is making his return tonight. It's NBA Cup night. Cup night?
Yep.
Cup night? Cup night?
So are we going to be on the red floor?
I think it's yellow.
Yep.
What? I think it's yellow.
Our floor?
Yeah. Jimmy was Jimmy posted some pictures yesterday on Instagram.
Whoa.
Yellow.
Cup night? Looks good. It looks good.
You like it?
I like it. I think it looks good.
I mean, everybody has that weird color, so.
Does it hurt your eyes?
Didn't they have red last year? They had red?
Mm. Yeah.
It's got to hurt your eyes, not like that blue.
Oh, that blue is nice.
Let's see. I'm
trying to see it now. Miami Heat Cup Court. You think that'd be,
Yeah.
I just keep seeing the red one.
Yikes.
Ooh, that's very yellow.
Very yellow.
That is very, very,
like
very
Ender yellow. Like Ender and a Pacer yellow.
Yeah.
Got some red, but it looks good with, like, the building and whatnot. You know?
All right.
It's, I like it.
Okay.
I like it. I'm for it. Cup night!
Has the scoreboard been everything you wish for? And
scoreboard's great.
Love it.
Scoreboard's great. Intros are great. Nice. Sound system's great.
Yeah.
Loud.
Hey, where was... I'm trying to think. Was it... I was watching a game, a football game, and every time the team scored, all the lights in the whole stadium went out.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of where that was.
Mm. Was it college? They do that a lot.
It might have been college. Where
they do the blinking thing, too.
Where no, like, it went
know, it went all the way
black.
Out. Yikes.
I was like, wow.
That used to take much longer, if I'm not mistaken.
In order, because the lights had to warm up. Yeah. Right. Like, remember in the
Super Bowl.
Superdome?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Who did that? Someone did that. That was a conspiracy.
It was in New Orleans.
Nah, I'm fine. Someone did that for sure. That was a conspiracy.
You think? Was that the year Atlanta gave up a 28-point lead? 28-3? That was in New Orleans, wasn't it? No. It was.
That was Baltimore.
No, New Orleans. Baltimore. New Orleans was the blackout.
That was the Horror Bowl, wasn't it?
That was the Horror Bowl. Blackout was the Horror Bowl.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. 3-0. Do you just say, brother, I'm sorry, I call it quits, I'm never going to do this again, and like just take your 3-0 victory? No. Just keep
in fact, I feel like once Thanksgiving hits, he's going to not pass the potatoes.
Okay.
Jeez.
He's like, you think you're better than me?
They can both go home.
Hmm?
They can both go home. Played already. That's nice.
They didn't play on Thanksgiving. Are they on the bye week?
No, but they don't play until next week. So they could go home this weekend.
Hmm. Did they do that, though? Are they going to give everybody up? Or is it going to be like a team Thanksgiving dinner?
Mm.
Here's how it happened for us. And this is the crazy thing about football that people don't understand. For Thanksgiving, you have your same exact day. But it starts 2 hours early. So normally you'd have, say, meetings at like 8:39. Then you have meetings, then you have walkthrough, then you have lunch, and then you have practice, right? On Thanksgiving, you start everything at 7. You have meetings, you watch film, you have walkthrough, and then go right to practice, no lunch. And you get done about 11 or 12, and then you get the rest of the day. But you don't get no, like, oh, it's Thanksgiving. Like, around here... Like, oh, we're closing early on Wednesday, and I've never heard of that.
So there's this interesting story going on with the Dolphins right now.
What about
it? So you Shaq Barrett, who retired before the season, he now wants to unretire.
Yeah, no, dude. Get the hell out of here. No way, bro. No way, bro.
Damn, it's just done. Yeah, we needed you so long ago, Shaq.
Wait. My favorite part of that, he goes, no.
No, dude. That was basically like, yeah, mm-mm.
You should have went, mm-mm. Say,
Adam Schefter says former Pro Bowl linebacker Shaq Barrett announced retirement in July. He has applied to reinstate to play immediately per his agents Drew Rosenhaus and Robert Bailey. Barrett is coming out of retirement. The Dolphins currently hold Barrett's contractual rights.
They could use him.
What in the... This is the most veteran move I've ever seen in my life, dude. Retire
so,
for 10
but here's weeks? The deal. Here's
oh my
the deal.
God.
If I'm... Who does the contracts? Greer?
Brandon Shore, I think is the
guy. Okay, Greer, wow. Brandon Shore, whoever. All right, here's what I'm going to say to you.
That's a point for you.
Sure. Shaq, you can come back. But yesterday's price ain't today's price.
Yeah.
So,
Anthony Weaver was apparently asked about this moments ago by reporters. He said, quote, "That's news to me. It's the first I've heard of it."
Well, that's the easy way out, right? But my question is, what kind of shape are you going to be in?
Mm-hmm.
And how much you want to bet he comes back, plays two quarters, and pull a hammy, and then you got to pay him and you know, have him anyway?
Possible.
There are certain things you got to do to get ready for a football season.
Maybe he also just want. I think like I feel like he said that if he came back, he really want to come back and play for Tampa too. So I don't. He may not want to even play for the Dolphins. I don't know.
Oh, you? Did you live in Tampa?
No, buddy. You don't come back to the NFL and decide where you want to play now.
Yeah,
you're in the trenches. You're doing a Melvin Ingram. You're going to be very big with a very small number, and you at least have to win Defensive Player of the Month.
Can I just tell you? That was the most ridiculous thing I've seen in a long time. Big man, single digit. At least,
I think he was honoring LeBron.
At least the big dude at Florida, the University of Florida, wears 21. Now it still looks like a quarter on his back, but that dude's 400.
So you guys don't want him.
I'm not saying I don't. Somebody got hurt. You could always probably use him, but you ain't coming in here dictating the terms.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, exactly. Do we know Drew is tight with Chris Greer? Like,
I don't care. Listen, somebody have some stones and say, if he comes back, this is how it's going to be.
Hmm.
Otherwise, no.
Hmm.
I didn't hear it. Like, let's say we were on our losing streak.
Tobin, and he's like, "I want to come back." The pettiest of us all, and
yeah,
you're not
like you're okay.
Right,
with this?
You're okay with that? I know we need a linebacker, but you're gonna let him come and dictate the terms after leaving you hanging for half the year?
I don't think he's gonna come back and play with the Dolphins. I think he wants to go back to Tampa.
Even more reason.
Even
why
more.
He
and you wait. As the president of Petty, you cool with that?
Who do I care? He never played for the Dolphins.
Get. Marcos,
it's a principle.
This
dude.
Might
it's
be
the principle.
Yes.
So you just
principle, dude.
Okay. So he's either a Dolphin or nothing.
Yeah. And if he's a Dolphin, Leroy's right. He needs a pay cut for sure.
Pay cut.
Pay cut.
Yeah.
You can play, and you get the meal plan, and we'll give you $25 a game.
Well, how do they? Yeah, I mean, that is a question. Like, how do you know he's any good anymore?
That's my point. We can't just bring you back in, and we got to see if you're in shape. We're gonna start you off on the practice squad. You know, like they do all veterans, right? No, we ain't having this. You don't know.
Fifth round.
And then here's the deal. Here's the worst part of this. Drew Rosenhaus is behind it, so you know there's some kind of.
Oh, there's gonna be some theatrics.
Yeah. So, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I need the Dolphins to have some stones and say, no, player, no, Now you want to come back? Okay, well, here's the terms of you coming back. Take it or leave it.
I don't want to take it.
Otherwise, but guess what? If you say you want to unretire and you want to play right away and the Dolphins have your rights,
get yourself
what are we going to get for it?
Pick yourself some aqua and orange.
That's it. And then give him a raggedy number.
Oh, yeah.
Give him a raggedy number.
He's going to be number 63.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Be on the DIM.
Yep. It was 58. That's not that cool a number.
It's not, but 50 gets more respect than anything 60.
Interesting. Very interesting story.
Very interesting. Shaquille.
It's not an interesting story.
Is he in shape? Like,
I don't know.
He's got a bounce back.
That's what
back.
I'm saying.
You got 4 weeks of him.
Like, first of all, if he want to come back. So here's what I'd be more pissed off about. So what if he retired? But he'd been working out.
Maybe he just didn't have the itch. I don't know, dude.
You don't work out. Dude, let me tell you. There's a level of working out that you do, like I do, water aerobics and stuff like that, just to stay, you know, try to stay relatively toned or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's working out for football. There's no in between.
I'm trying to get a. I don't see any like videos of him.
Cause he ain't been doing nothing.
I don't know. He's got zero hype videos. He's got nothing. He woke up this morning.
Typically, this should come with a hype video.
Give me a hype video or something. Then I'd be like, okay, I'll take him.
His hype video probably have consists of donuts and eclairs and stuff.
I don't think he looks out of shape. He just doesn't look like you know.
Where's a picture of him? You got a picture of him?
This is a video of him pretty recently.
He don't look petite. Oh, so he want to go back to Tampa.
That's what I think.
No, sir. No. It's not going to happen. No. You at least have to give us our money back and wait a year.
I don't think he took any money.
No, he signed a contract.
But, like, you don't get... Like, if he retires, he doesn't get his signing bonus, does he?
I don't know. I don't know how that works. I never
trust Drew Rosen.
I never retired under contract. I just didn't sign it.
Crazy.
Now, had he come back during the losing streak, I'd be like, hey, you know what?
So you just think he's a front runner?
His clothes seem mighty loose. So he's D lineman?
Linebacker.
Linebacker. We need a linebacker.
Yeah.
I know.
And Chubba Dub coming back too?
I don't know.
Yeah, reinforcements.
I don't know. I don't know. So linebacker.
Because what if Chopit's a rookie wall?
I mean, it's pretty hard to do in the middle of the season when he just got going.
I don't know how that works.
Huh?
I don't know how that works.
You know what? Here's the deal. People call it a wall. It's not necessarily a wall. Anytime you have some success, the team that you're facing is now defending you. Whereas you might have got four, five, six games to be able to be willy-nilly and single by, you ever know that poor right tackle got abused and they never did nothing, right? They never game plan for him. They never did any of these things because they wanted to secure the middle of the field with Zach Sealer and Calais Campbell.
You know what he's got to do?
What?
We'll set up an arm wrestling match. We'll let you go to Tampa. You got to beat Zach Seale in arm wrestling.
No. Nope.
Oh.
If you don't, you're a dolphin.
No,
listen, you're a dolphin.
Listen. That's right. Here's the deal.
It's a good test.
You don't have to come up with any ifs, ands, or buts. He is a dolphin until you say otherwise. Because that's the contract he signed. So, if he wants to come back, he has to come back by your rules, not by his. Because now, like, how would you feel if you're on the team,
mm-hmm.
your team's struggling, then you get on a little streak and then guys want to come back and play?
I think because he's never been a Dolphin, I don't know. Is that more like a free agent walking in and it does feel like, hey, you were never with us?
I don't know.
Calais Campbell gets to decide. That's the rules.
Well, Calais Campbell's going to say we need a linebacker.
He's going to say
it's all about winning.
He's going to say we still hungry, and then someone's going to go, there it is.
It's going to be me in the locker room.
But I don't know. I don't know how I would actually go about it.
Barry Jackson has tweeted out, Shaq Barrett would be fine playing for the Dolphins per source. Dolphins own his rights as he has applied to come out of retirement. So he would be willing to stay down here.
Maybe it was something else.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe it was something else going on and he figured it's best to just retire.
I think his young daughter died pretty recently. I don't remember if that was last year or going into this year. I think it was last year.
So, I'm not just going. Now, if that's the situation and he says he really wants to play for the Dolphins, maybe he has to tell the Dolphins why he didn't play earlier.
I'm sure they know.
Right. Okay.
I'm sure they know.
So, we making little jokey jokes, but it could be some real substantial reasons behind it. And that's fine. Now, the other question is, if we give you this money, are you in enough shape? But as soon as we put you on the field, you're going to pull a hammy and we're going to be in the same boat, except paying an extra person. And how's the salary work out?
Oh, I don't know.
When you might have to make a move to be able to put him under contract. That would suck.
Well, we'll keep you posted on it.
Keep me posted.
We'll let you know as we get some developments. But Shaq Barrett is coming out of retirement and is apparently willing to play for the Miami Dolphins. So once we get more updates, we'll let you guys know. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Heat basketball back tonight, 7:30, Heat and Bucks. Drew Smith questionable with a bone bruise. Terry Rozier. Why are you being a jerk,
I'm just
dude?
Saying, okay.
Why are you being a jerk? He played great the last time he was out there.
One game gets a bone bruise? Pfft, Jesus.
Terry Rozier probable to return with his foot injury. Wonder if he'll start. Huh. If Spo's feeling, he goes, you know what? Kind of like Duncan Robinson on the starting lineup.
You like.
Plus, he's dealing with an injury. Maybe you handle his minutes a little bit better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see. It's on TNT tonight, national broadcast. Stan Van Gundy on the call.
Ooh. Will Tyler Herro have a bounce back game?
I think so.
All right, I'm putting in the parlay now.
I think.
Just go ahead. Because ever since Jimmy's return, his play has gone down.
Yeah, but his shot's just been off. That's all.
Yeah, I know.
It's just
very bad.
You guys thought he was going to continue to shoot 46% from three?
Oh, man, that was
good. You thought that was going to happen.
Such a good.
It was inevitable that he was going to have a couple ruts in there.
What a good streak that was.
The thing that sucks about that is, people don't understand the ebbs and flows of basketball. Everybody goes through these ruts where, you know, they might make 2 for 10, you know, a couple of nights or a week or two, right? And they're like, oh, he lost it. It's over.
It would have been he would have had the greatest shooting season ever. the way he was going from three. It was ridiculous what he was doing.
Yeah. Good times.
But, he's got to have a little bit of a little chip on his shoulder. You know, Dame in the building tonight. He's going to show him what's what. His team, he's got a lot of people from home probably watching. Wisconsin's going to be dialed in. be like, that's the kid who left for Kentucky.
Still, you think they're still angry?
I don't know how Wisconsin feels. I feel like if I lived in Wisconsin, I would always be angry.
Just hold it over them forever. You live in Miami and you hold things over people, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think, like, how was it in Wisconsin?
Exactly.
Not great, right?
We practice in Wisconsin.
Indiana or Wisconsin?
Wisconsin. We had a choice. I remember we stayed at a small, like, the way camps work is when you travel for a camp, you stay in these colleges before they open. So you have a dorm, kitchen, whatever. And we would go to Wisconsin, and then we practice. I remember we practiced against Kansas City, and we practiced against the Saints. Because they also are in Wisconsin somewhere. And I remember one day having a choice for meal, because the food was so crappy, between rice and green beans. And I'm like, we got to get the hell out of here. It was brutal.
Doc, have you, Doc Rivers, have you guys been able to get the ship right? You guys are almost back to 500 as well, 8-9 after your slow start. What's been the key there, Doc, to get the Bucks back on track?
Giannis scoring 50. He ain't got nothing to do with defense. He ain't got nothing to do with offense. He got to do with Giannis scoring 50, triple doubles, right? Like,
he's in for it tonight, though. Sorry.
Huh?
Giannis is in for it tonight.
Giannis can't be stopped.
He's in for it tonight.
Let me tell you something. You don't beat them by stopping Giannis. You beat them by stopping the other guys.
Disagree.
If Giannis scores...
The Heat's whole success has been slowing down Giannis. They've been one of the better organizations. In fact, you one could argue that Bam Adebayo made his bones being the Giannis stopper.
Okay.
Like, that was when people put it on notice of, like, oh, Bam is a great defender. Who is the guy that he did against? I would say his work against Giannis is where, like, people are like, whoa, this guy could actually slow that guy down, because nobody could slow that guy down.
Okay.
So... we'll see. It should be a fun one tonight. And obviously, we also got to see if he's got goo-goo eyes at the Heat. You know, you never know with this Giannis.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, I saw a lot of different images Photoshopped with a Heat jersey on.
Yep. Got to keep that on notice, too. Got to keep that. And then you have the Stan Van Gundy, you know, on the call tonight, because he said that the Heat aren't in the same ballpark as the Celtics or the Knicks or the Sixers. The Sixers. Good call, SVG.
Are you going to be at Kaseya tonight?
Yeah, he's on the call. What do you
think? No, you.
Yeah.
But are you any,
can't you tell?
Yeah, it's true. It's Tuesday.
His toes are covered up.
Well, I thought it was a cold, potentially.
No. He was barefoot yesterday.
Yeah, if it's cold, my feet don't get bothered. I wear flip-flops.
My feet and my hands do get cold, but I'm good.
You want to hear an angry coach? Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do. Sure.
Well, the Nuggets last night lost to the Knicks. And they gave up 145 points, and Michael Malone, not too happy. Here he was after the game.
Sometimes he gets a little snippy.
Defensively for you guys tonight, is this the game that you feel like you can kind of flush and doesn't
mean too much? No, we're not flushing. You don't flush when you get embarrassed. You don't flush when you gave up 145 points. You don't flush when you didn't play hard, didn't play with effort, didn't play with physicality. I'm not flushing anything.
Do you look to your leaders in that situation, leaders on the court?
Well, yeah. I mean, like Russell Westbrook. You know, I mean, he's vocal. I mean, but we need more than Russell Westbrook. You know, I need Nikola Jokic. I need Jamal Murray. I need guys that have been here in that starting lineup to be vocal. And, you know, tonight we got embarrassed. I mean, what just happened is, and let's be honest, it happened tonight for four quarters. It happened in the first half against Dallas. So we're 16 games in and we're talking about effort.
Wow.
Man, the way he started off that person.
No.
All right, dude, jeez.
But I love the way, like, they ask questions, like, suggest what he should do. You want to just flush this one and move on?
No.
No! 145 points! Not flushing nothing.
They were getting flushed all right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I tried to flush it. It wouldn't go down.
Wow.
Woo!
OG Anunoby 40-piece last night.
On a losing team?
No,
with the Knicks.
Yeah. Yeesh. No. Oof. No. Russell Westbrook. Man, Russ had 27 last night. I mean, he scored a lot of points.
Did he score on 30 shots?
16. Pretty efficient night for him, actually.
Yeah.
The problem
My favorite is when Russ starts shooting threes.
The problem was they couldn't stop a nosebleed.
No.
Yeah, 145 is ridiculous. Usually you see high-scoring outputs on a cup game. You know, everyone's trying to...
That was not a cup game.
I know. The fact that it wasn't just on a normal Monday.
Hey, 45 points. They play to the end of the game in these cup games.
Cup night.
You don't know nothing about that point differential.
The last cup game, though, the last cup game that he played, was that the overtime win?
Yeah.
They lost a cup game to the Pistons, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then they won
Indiana.
Indiana.
They won Indiana because then they had two
right,
Indiana.
Right.
They won
right.
the cup.
And they tried kind of running it up a little. Didn't Tyler kind of get banged up at the end of that because they were running it up? Yeah. Just let Pella go on out there and, you know, let him go run it up.
Yeah.
I don't feel like there's need to, you know.
Like, why? I don't. Here's what I don't understand. And I'm going to say this to everybody. Why are you trying to govern guys playing basketball? You can't say, oh, I wouldn't put him in that position. He might get hurt. Like, no.
But you wouldn't have had him in that game for any other reason than running up the score.
I mean, other than playing basketball, just go play basketball.
You don't play people up 20 for no reason.
Were they up 20?
Yeah, they were up big.
Okay.
And they were trying to, like, you know, tiebreaker.
And I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
In any situation that I was getting my butt kicked, it never really happened in college. But in the NFL, I hate it when they put the other guys in because the other guys were going to play harder than the starters because they trying to get their shine. So I would be more terrified of the new guys coming in because you know they can't have that on film.
Right.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Just let Pella go crazy.
Just tell him, shoot it up. Shoot the three.
I mean, he is a young Jimmy Butler. That's what Jimmy said.
That's what he said?
That's what he said.
Yeah. I'd like to.
What? You can't dismiss it if he said it. If he's giving you.
So now he wasn't trolling?
Nah, I don't think so.
Okay.
We have various versions of Jimmy Butler on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Or the American Nico, I should say, instead of the Serbian Jimmy Butler, according to him. But now there's another Jimmy. There's a Swedish Jimmy Butler as well. We got normal.
He was in Sweden in the off season. You know?
Rhymed. That was good. Were you spitting bars just now? That was pretty good.
I'm just telling you, he was.
Well, I guess
hopefully I can spit bars.
He was working with his trainer, too, right?
If it becomes a hip, hopefully nobody investigates me for it being artificially made a hit.
Oh,
be a big crybaby about it.
Listen, Universal.
How do you
music
back
group?
This guy?
You got something
How do
coming,
you back
dude?
This guy?
How can I not?
How
back
can
this
you
guy?
Back this guy?
Why
he's
are you guys
whining about a beef?
No. You think it's about the beef.
Okay,
this goes
dude.
Bigger. You know,
it goes bigger.
It's bigger than the little man, Kendrick Lamar. This is big. This is big.
I don't think
Universal Music Group. You're going down.
Wow.
You are going down, Universal.
How are they
Music
going
group?
Down?
They've inflated numbers, and you know why they're doing that. This happens
I don't
to be
know.
The same year as a Drake contract issue. So they're like, oh, we don't need you, Drake. Look, Kendrick is doing all this. They would never do this to Taylor
why
Swift.
Why would they just do it with everybody?
They would never do this to Taylor Swift.
If they could artificially do this with any artist, why wouldn't they just do it with all their artists?
Well, they try to, but who cares about other artists? You know, what are you going to artificially?
So you would say that people do care about Kendrick Lamar.
People do care about Kendrick Lamar, yes. But so not as much as they care about bringing down Drake. That's what it is.
Hey, what do you...
DeMar DeRozan is not a Hall of Famer, and Drake will bring down Universal Music Group. I got the evidence. It's my
DeMar DeRozan is a Hall of Famer.
Wow.
He's going to the Hall of Fame.
We'll see.
And there's no we'll see about it.
Well, Drake is not letting him go in the rafters, though.
Mm-mm.
Are you the mouth of...
Apparently he is.
Oh, I didn't realize everyone was such a big Kendrick Lamar fan all of a sudden.
I just didn't know you were such a big Drake fan.
I honestly think we were just getting to the holidays and we were just forgetting about how bad Drake got his ass kicked. And now all of a sudden he like wants to drum it up again. It's like, man, is your only relevance that you lost this
I think
now?
With some of the things that were mentioned.
Very Devin Haney-ish.
Hold on. With some of the stuff that was mentioned.
Yeah.
Notice.
Yep.
He didn't attack any of that. Because that's where...
Because you don't address rumors. Hold on.
Let me explain something to you. But if they were rumors and there were no fact behind it,
correct,
you can sue for...
Defamation
of character.
There you go.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That being said, he ain't go after Kendrick Lamar.
He's going
He going after the label.
Because Kendrick ain't got no money. He's going to Universal Music Group.
But like, what are they? What? Did they
again?
How is that taking money out of his pocket?
If you go after them for defamation, now all that stuff comes to the forefront and they got to check you.
No, but then they can say, oh, no, it's just my artist interpretation. You know, just my creative freedom. And then it's
suing about. He ain't suing about none of the words.
You can't, because then you would have, it has to, then, you would have had to say,
then it would come
Aubrey
out.
Graham is this, but in order for him to
isn't
sue.
Isn't he suing, basically, because he's saying this got artificially popular, and now he is now, everybody hates him because
of
the song?
Not just the song, it's artificially enhanced all the views in order to paint him time of a contract dispute.
Marcos.
Yeah.
Quick question.
Yep.
At any point in time, did he dispute any of the claims against him?
Yes, he did.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. I can definitely find him saying it's going to take more than...
You know.
It was a quote 2 days ago.
If he comes out and does it, somebody going to look into it.
Hmm.
So you just let it go.
You don't think they've looked into it? They found out where the man's house was, yet nothing has come out? Diddy is under investigation now. You think they're not going to find these things?
Okay.
What other conspiracies do you believe? You're going to go in and write a little letter for Santa, too, while you're at it, Leroy?
Oh, Al Mackey said it perfectly. Could you imagine if Jay-Z sued Nas after he got ethered?
It's tough.
He didn't sue Nas, but he did some things to hinder his growth. Behind the scenes, though.
You can't. Nas is one of the greatest... lyricists of all time.
Correct.
What you gonna say?
But like, if you were in the middle of a rap beef, right? Yeah. They were playing a little game of pickleball here.
Correct.
If you couldn't take the heat on the serve, like, that's on you, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
So the fact that Ryan Garcia was on steroids and potentially other drugs,
and everybody is. And let me tell you something.
Yeah,
Devin Haney is suing him.
And
everybody in boxing is making fun of Devin Haney.
I know.
Everybody.
Devin Haney's going about it so wrong. You know what? If Devin Haney would have sued all of boxing,
what?
Then it would have been like, Devin Haney's taking down the system.
Yeah, but all the system is going to say is we tested him.
Yeah.
Before the fight, every time we need to be tested, and he passed.
And he failed. No, he
failed the post test.
Hmm. Yeah.
He didn't fail beforehand.
He did not weigh in though. Like he did, or he did. He weighed in way over.
So
he said it didn't matter. He thought he was too skilled.
Okay, so you know what?
Bit off more than he could chew.
Call up Barry.
He could have. And guess what? He could have said no to the fight.
Could have.
Call up Barry Bonds. Let him in the Hall of Fame, everyone. Cheating's allowed.
I do want Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame.
You do. You totally do. Cheating's allowed, everyone. Just remember that, kids. If you're currently in the car, just cheat away.
Right, well, Marcos continues to try and get that Art God Savvy feature on Drake album.
I'm giving a hand
if you're listening.
Because something just happened I never thought would happen.
All right.
I have to tell you off air. I can't tell you.
Okay, great. Radio tease. I love a tease.
Wow.
Back after this.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.